Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before the news, we talked about Rudy Gobert meeting the media today. And speaking of the media, Chris Hine joins us, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, how you been?
I'm good, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Busy day today. Rudy Gobert in town. And I got to admit, love the accent. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I took French in high school, so looking forward to maybe dusting off some of the French I learned and getting that back into my head when I'm able to chat with Rudy more one-on-one in the future, for sure.
Yeah, and certainly a huge deal, making headlines all over the NBA, a gigantic move. We all know what the Timberwolves gave up, including draft picks in the future. It is all about winning now. Clearly the Timberwolves are in that mold. They want to win now. Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and now Rudy Gobert, the centerpieces. But a big part of that is D'Angelo Russell, and he was asked about that. And anybody who heard the press conference or was paying attention, that did come up on how he fits with Ant and with D'Lo.
Yeah, and I think Rudy Gobert, you know, one of the things that he brings on the offensive end of the floor is his ability to screen and roll and be a big lob threat at the basket. It's one of the things he does maybe better than anybody in the NBA. And so I think he's going to be able to enhance those guys' games in that aspect. You know, we'll see what Chris Finch, you know, as he gets to drawing up what they want to do offensively next year, how he's exactly going to deploy those skill sets. But I think initially, I think it enhances their pick and roll game. And especially that's something that D'Lo can thrive in, finding his space to operate, you know, whether it's in the mid range or from the outside. And, you know, Gobert can roll and score inside, no problem. So I think it's going to really enhance those, that aspect of their offense.
And this is all on what the roster looks like for the Timberwolves at the moment. There still could be some moves. Is it a foregone conclusion that no matter what, D'Angelo Russell is here when the season starts in the fall?
I mean, you never say never to anything, right? But it certainly seems more likely than I think I would have pegged it 2 weeks ago, for instance. So, you know, you spend your draft capital to get Gobert in here. So, you know, in a theoretical trade, if you were going to be moving on from D'Angelo Russell and you might have to give up a draft pick to make that happen, they don't really have a pick to do that with at the moment. So it would have to be an interesting kind of trade to make that happen if it was going to happen. But I think, you know, it seems to be that D'Lo will be the starting point guard next year. But again, you never want to say never because things can change very quickly in the NBA.
Now, just on the money side, Gobert, Towns, D'Angelo Russell, that's a lot of money tied up in three guys. And at some point, D'Angelo Russell contract would come off the books because Anthony Edwards and his second deal beyond his rookie deal looms.
That's right. So they have a 2-year window here. Yep. Where they're going to be able to stay under the luxury tax, I think, because Edwards and McDaniels will still be on their rookie deals for the next 2 years. It'll be interesting to see what happens with D'Lo and his salary slot. You know, one thing that, you know, you're able to do in the NBA is if you re-sign your own players or kind of make trades, you're able to operate as a team that goes above the salary cap but below the luxury tax. And that's where the Wolves are right now. They're kind of in that area above the cap but below the luxury tax. So if, you know, you let D'Lo walk, you suddenly become under the salary cap, and I'm not sure what their ability to sign players that would put them above the cap but below the tax would be. It's very convoluted and complicated. Yep. It's probably too complicated to get into on a short radio segment. But we'll see kind of how they handle kind of that $30 million salary slot that D'Angelo Russell represents currently on the roster. You know, do they re-sign him? You know, do they try to trade him to you know, maybe get players on longer contracts? Who knows? So, you know, we'll see what they have in store, but they have some time to mull that over. And, you know, they have some time to see how D'Lo will fit with Rudy Gobert in this new configuration before maybe they make some longer term decisions on that front.
Yeah, and a little bit more about D'Angelo Russell, because it seemed at the end of the series with Memphis, when he didn't play at crunch time in Game 6, that he's gone. He's out the door. They're going to move him. They're going to move on from D'Angelo Russell. That never happened. Tim Connelly comes aboard, makes this big deal, brings in Gobert, and now it seems like D'Angelo Russell and Rudy Gobert are a better fit together. Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, you've got some real star power and some talent there where, you know, ultimately they get into the top six in the NBA's Western Conference, they qualify for the playoffs, they win a first-round playoff game, and they move into that group with Golden State, Phoenix, Dallas, and Denver at the top of the conference. And, you know, who knows once you get into the playoffs. But ultimately, D'Angelo Russell might be in a good spot from a Timberwolves perspective because he's playing for a big contract beyond next year. That he would go into this season highly motivated to prove everyone that, hey, I'm worth the money.
Right, and the last time he was in a contract year was the year he made the All-Star game. So we've seen him get motivated before by, you know, an impending contract negotiation. And, you know, all it takes is, in the NBA, this happened to Russell last time, is one team just has to offer you a max contract or whatever, and you're a max player. Now, I don't know if he's going to make that kind of money based on what a max contract would be for him. But, you know, if he comes out and has a good year, which certainly possible, especially with the new dynamic on the team, you know, we saw him make some strides defensively last season. And I think with Gobert, I just assume that that's going to continue on the defensive end of the floor, that Gobert is going to kind of cover up a lot of issues that the Wolves had at times last year. You know, we'll see. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that if there's no clarity for the Wolves, at least in terms of D'Angelo Russell's status going into a contract year. I don't think you need to come to a decision this summer. You can kind of see how things play out during the course of the season.
Yeah, and certainly Glenn Taylor's new partners, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, definitely pushed for Tim Connelly, comes in. I wonder, and wonder out loud, how much they push for a big splash, let's go all in, let's try and win now, because ultimately they'll take the reins of the team as Glenn Taylor exits stage right.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think they're very fired up about it. You know, as they take over in the winter, I think, of 2023, you know, you're going to have a team that they hope is a top four contender in the West for the next at least a couple of years, 3-4 years down the road here. So that's the vision. That's the idea. Listen, Timberwolves basketball has had a lot of not exciting times, to put it mildly. This is one of the most exciting times you can imagine. I think probably, you know, when the trade for Jimmy Butler happened, it was a big moment. We'll see what happens here. There could be more stability here, but nothing's guaranteed to work out. But for a franchise that's only made one Western Conference Finals appearance, it's the arrow is pointing up. That's for sure.
Chris Hyten covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Busy day with Rudy Gobert meeting the media earlier, and we'll have more audio later on in the program. And, of course, some more on Lake Night with Henry here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. And with that all-in attitude, the one thing that has translated, and we saw the emergence of this team and the fact that they were ultimately were going to be a playoff team, the fans really responded. And a big part of that is getting butts in seats and eyeballs in front of televisions and ears in front of radio and building excitement. That's ultimately what pays the bills here. And, you know, by going all-in, you know, I'm sure they're banking on it, this team being a tough ticket in downtown Minneapolis most nights.
Yes, 100%. You know, that's another thing. You look back through attendance, and the Timberwolves consistently towards the bottom of the NBA in attendance. I don't foresee that happening next season. and that's the thing. I think you just have to give these fans something to buy into. Because for decades, you know, these fans have been sold one thing or another, and you have to, with this team, you have to prove it. You have to prove that you're a winner, and you have to win over the fans that way. You can't just expect the fans to come blindly when they've put up with mediocre basketball for so long. So last year, I think, was a big step in that direction where you could see something forming. You see the talent. You see Anthony Edwards. You see Carl Anthony Towns, a good coach, and Chris Finch. And now you make kind of that move that you think is going to get you to the next step. So I think it is an important signal from the Wolves to the fan base that, look, we are trying to go places with this. We're not settling for, you know, a first round exit. We are trying to go deep into the Western Conference playoffs to maybe make a title run if everything breaks right. And you know, it's what fans deserve, especially those that really have stuck by this team through thick and a lot of thin.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. And before the top of the hour, I brought this up. You've got Golden State, the champs now in the West. You have Phoenix, and their playoff run really fizzled. You've got an emerging Dallas team in Doncic. And then, of course, you got Jokic in Denver. And if the Timberwolves can be in that mix and that conversation, that's pretty good. I mean, that's fun.
It is. We'll see what happens with Phoenix, and DeAndre Ayton and how that situation plays out. But, you know, the Western Conference is going to be tough no matter what. And you have the possibility, I think one thing that you're going to see maybe, you have the possibility of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving breaking up in Brooklyn here and maybe ending up on two different Western Conference teams, you know, if you look at all the rumors with the Lakers and Kyrie and you know, potentially the Suns being a destination for Durant. So, you know, that's two teams that potentially get really elevated based on who they might be able to trade for this offseason. And I think the Wolves see that. And, you know, you see that that this landscape is not going to get any easier anytime soon. So you have to do something. You have a chance to strike. They made their move. You know, they've made their bed for the next 4 or 5 years, however long this might play out. They've made their move, and now we'll see where it takes them from here.
Yeah, and the cornerstones, now Cat, Gobert, Anthony Edwards, and you got D'Angelo Russell, at least the way it looks, for one more season. Hey, Chris, always good to visit with you. Appreciate your coverage in the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.